Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Even amidst the pandemic, tech stocks have been on an upswing. And analysts are saying that the rally isn't over yet. Our reporter Michael Wursthorn will explain what's going on after these headlines. The U.S. has been pushing other countries to ban Huawei. Officials here claim that China could be using the company's equipment for espionage. Now, it looks like the Brits are on board. This afternoon, the U.K. is expected to call on telecom companies to rip Huawei equipment from their networks. This is an about-face for Britain. As recently as January, officials said they could mitigate the risks of using Huawei equipment. Our reporter Stu Wu says that the UK's decision could have a pretty big impact.
The UK is a really important market to Huawei. It was their first major market outside China. They came into Britain about two decades ago, and they've lobbied heavily to get the UK to keep Huawei in the country. They recently took out a bunch of ads in British newspapers. So what they've been saying is that this would be a mistake if you did this. We've invested a lot of money into this country, not hiring a lot of people, investing in universities here. It's hard to see what Huawei can do right now except try to keep the next dominoes from falling. And the next dominoes would be countries. If the UK and Germany says no to Huawei, then you might see a lot of other countries following their lead. And who knows what will happen or where that will stop.
Google is the latest tech giant to invest big in India. The search giant announced a $10 billion fund yesterday to capitalize on the country's digital evolution. Right now, only about half of India's 1.3 billion people are online. It's expecting to see a big increase in the coming years. But Google and other outside tech companies that have invested will have to tread carefully. Policymakers in New Delhi have been trying to attract more investment while also protecting local startups. And the semiconductor maker, Analog Devices, says it's buying its rival, Maxim Integrated Products. At more than $20 billion, this is one of the biggest merger deals this year. The companies are hoping to compete against Texas Instruments, the dominant player in analog semiconductors. Analog and Maxim aren't the only ones in the industry thinking about M&A. SoftBank said yesterday that it's exploring a sale or IPO of the British chip designer Arm Holdings. Our reporter Carol Lombardo says it's not a coincidence that we've been seeing so much movement in the semiconductor space lately.
I mean, chips do all kinds of things. You know, they help our cars run. They help our smartphones run. They, you know, power our devices in our houses, our computers, our TVs. So we see them all over the place increasingly, and especially as more and more of our devices are connected to the internet, chip makers are trying to get themselves in the best position to provide the inner workings of those products.
Up next, tech stocks have been on a tear, and analysts say they've still got room to run. We'll talk about why that is after the break.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow, Today, with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech, and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The markets have been looking pretty grim lately, but tech stocks have been a bright spot. Even through the pandemic, they've been on a rally. And analysts say that's not likely to change anytime soon. Our markets reporter, Michael Wursthorn, has been looking into this, and he joins us now to explain. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first, can you just remind us what kind of performance we've seen from tech companies this year, and how does that compare to the rest of the market?
Sure. Tech stocks have far outpaced the rest of the broader market. It's been pretty remarkable, the rally that we've seen off the lows. And again, it's matched what we've seen in the broader market, but tech has just ran out quite a bit ahead. So, you know, you have tech stocks that are up 18% this year, and that's better than just the 1.4% loss that the S&P 500 was looking at following this weekend. So, you know, if you're in tech stocks and you rode out sort of this whole downturn and rebound, you're in a pretty good position, and you're in an even better position for those that actually got into those tech stocks, say in March, April timeframe, when the market was just coming off its lows at that point.
We've been seeing a surge in cases of COVID around the country, and several states either have or are likely to announce fresh lockdown measures. Can this rally really continue through all of that? What are analysts saying?
So the bigger question is going to be for the broader stock market, because there's a lot of different parts of the economy that are exposed in that sense. But technology is that bright spot for a lot of analysts. And there's a few reasons why. You know, one of the first being is just that this whole shift that we've seen in terms of people working from home, being out of the office, that's been a, you know, a situation where a lot of companies have had to spend on technology. So a lot of those 71 tech stocks in the S&P 500 technology sector have been net beneficiaries of that trend. And there's no sign that that's going to end anytime soon, especially as we look at the possibility of a second wave or just further lockdowns sometime soon in the economy. You know, that said, there's been even pockets within technology that are better suited for that trend. And one of those is, of course, software companies. And some of those that, say, BMO Capital Markets has highlighted are Adobe and Microsoft. And those are companies that are really continuing to benefit from the work from home trend, but have a lot of other things going for them, even prior to coronavirus, that investors had been liking about them.
Yeah. And so what are those things? What is it about those companies that makes them so resilient in the face of this pandemic?
So some of those are just that these are fast growing companies, and the stock market has put a massive premium over these last 10 years on growth companies over, say, the more traditional stocks that were valued by the likes of Warren Buffett. They tended to look for stocks that had value or were trading below where those investors really thought they should be. Those stocks haven't worked out well, but the tech stocks, those fast growing stocks, have vastly exceeded, you know, the broader stock market and other value stocks. You know, these economic conditions have only widened that gap in a lot of cases. And that just really has to do with that these companies have moats around them, defensive moats, that their revenue could take a hit in some of these troubling economic times, but nowhere near to the extent that you'd see in a lot of other sectors like leisure, for example. I mean, the hotel industry has seen revenue plummet drastically, and cruise liners are near zero revenue. So, you know, technology is on much firmer footing as we confront some of the economic concerns that have been dogging the market the last 2 years, but especially the ones that have sprung up around the coronavirus.
So is there a catch here? Are there any caveats that tech investors should be keeping an eye on?
Sure. So there's been, you know, whenever you see a sector of the stock market run up the way technology has, it raises the influence that those stocks have over the broader stock market. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the S&P 500 is a cap-weighted index. So the bigger a company is, the more influence it has over the direction of that index. Microsoft and Apple, for example, have had phenomenal gains. I mean, I think Microsoft's up over 30% this year, and that makes it a huge influencer over the direction of the S&P 500. So while investors might love tech stocks broadly, they might want to be aware of their exposure and how much that exposure is increased to the likes of Apple and Microsoft. You know, one investor I had spoken with made clear that she was selling down shares of Microsoft and Apple, but still remained bullish in technology overall. And it didn't have anything to do with those companies in terms of their performance, but just that they've run up a lot, and it's always healthy to take a little gains off the table and spread it around other companies that have more room to run.
And are there concerns that this could be a bubble?
There's always that sort of danger, but I think there's still some pretty big differences that investors are drawing between now and the 1990s tech boom bubble. You know, one of them just being that, you know, that bubble was caused by companies that had questionable revenue and had little profits in some cases. You know, this idea of growth didn't really exist to that same extent for these companies in the 1990s. You know, the companies we're talking about now have had very, you know, tried and true models. They've shown very quarter after quarter of very good growth. There's more underpinning the strength of tech now than there was 20 years ago. So there really aren't major concerns of a bubble, but analysts are saying that investors should maybe avoid just buying tech stocks broadly. So, you know, maybe don't buy the index fund that tracks the S&P 500 technology sector. Instead, think about individual stocks other than Microsoft and Apple that might have a lot of room to run right now. One of the analysts noted that there are 71 companies in the tech sector, and nearly 60% of the companies in that group has outperformed the S&P 500. So there's plenty of other opportunity of fast-growing companies that investors can still choose from.
All right. Our reporter, Michael Borsthorn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on WSJ.com, so check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.